Last Wednesday, environmentalists launched a campaign to pressure the trillion-dollar asset management BlackRock to divest from fossil fuels. Since the 2008 financial crash, asset managers like BlackRock have gained control of $90 trillion in global capital, investing in heavily in oil, gas, and coal. Lucas Ross, senior policy analyst at Friends of the Earth, spoke with The Independent in Midtown while reaching out to BlackRock employees on their lunch break. You can hear his clip on what he said about BlackRock in front of their headquarters in Midtown last Wednesday when the environmentalists were doing an action.
BlackRock is a $6.3 trillion behemoth. It is the largest investor on the planet. Any movement that it made out of any sector, fossil fuels included, would have massive global reverberations. If BlackRock were to get out of fossil fuels, it would have incredible implications for, you know, the ultimate goal right now, which is keeping fossil fuels in the ground. Right now, BlackRock is an ivy right into the arm of the climate crisis. It needs to take steps to stop being part of the problem.
BlackRock is now the world's biggest investor, but it's got a big problem. That's one of the mottos that the environmentalists were saying last Wednesday while they were giving away free granola bars with wrappings where it says that where it's had messages for the people who are going inside the BlackRock headquarters. To talk more about this action and about BlackRock, we talked to Casey Harrell from the Sunrise Project. Casey, are you with us?
I'm here.
Thank you, Casey. Casey works in the Australian-based organization Sunrise Project that has launched a campaign to encourage BlackRock to divest from fossil fuel holdings. Casey also carries 2 decades of experience directing successful international climate and corporate accountability campaigns for groups ranging like Greenpeace International to Forest Ethics. And he has helped to start the anti-sweatshop movement in the U.S. in the 90s and a few more achievements. Congratulations, Casey, for such extensive work in environmentalism. I guess I would want to ask you a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about this campaign that Sunrise Project is aiming for, and why BlackRock?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we know right now to be able to give our society any chance in tackling climate change, we've got to follow the money. We've got to shift finance as quickly as possible. And so there's a lot of different players in the finance sector, but none bigger than BlackRock. As we heard from Lucas in the previous clip, it's the world's largest investor. It's the biggest asset manager on the planet. It has $6.3 trillion. If you looked at the 20 largest pension funds in the world, BlackRock has more money than all of them combined. And so if there's any way that we can move the world's largest asset manager to shift their capital out of fossil fuels and into the climate solutions that we need, we're going to have a huge knock-on impact within the rest of the financial sector.
And I wanted to ask you, because the Independent, which published an article about the last Wednesday's action, they contacted Brian Bittis, one of the spokespersons for BlackRock. And I want to quote, Brian said, BlackRock has invested more in renewable power projects than virtually any other asset manager in the world, and also is the largest provider of sustainable ETFs, including the industry's largest low-carbon ETF. What can you say about that, Casey?
Well, I mean, it's a great talking point for us, actually. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, what BlackRock's going to say, and they sort of hinted at it here, is that they're the biggest because they're the biggest. And what I mean by that is that they're going to say, well, we're the biggest investor in new coal plants around the world. We're the biggest investor in oil and gas. It's because we're the biggest. And then similarly, they're going to say we're the biggest or one of the biggest investors in renewable energy projects in terms of asset management. You know, BlackRock's not a bank per se, so they're not investing in project level financing, but they're investing in corporate level finance to a whole host of projects. And it's true. They do invest in renewable energy, and that's fantastic. Broken clocks right twice a day. You know what I mean? And so it's one of those things where, and again, they are a big provider of what, you know, what he's referring to as ETFs, exchange traded funds. Mm-hmm. They're very similar to mutual funds. And, you know, they do have sustainably screened funds that they offer to clients who ask for them. And that's the key piece here. We cannot go investor by investor and say, hey, can we change your mind? And can we get you to go talk to your asset manager and demand cleaner screened investments? we need to go, we don't have time in terms of being able to tackle climate change to have a niche approach where a set of boutique investors who want to proactively contact a BlackRock, a Vanguard, a State Street, a Fidelity, and say, hey, please change your investments for me because I want you to change.
Right.
And so, you know, that's the big key. When you look at the number, the percentage of ETFs, the percentage of assets that BlackRock has that are screened out for fossil fuel companies, it's way less than 1%. So we're talking about a niche when we really need to be talking about a replacement in terms of shifting massive amounts of capital that BlackRock holds in these various funds, not providing, you know, it's not about selling a whole, you know, six lines of Hummers and then offering a Prius or a Tesla. We need to radically shift and change over what these asset managers are offering to their customers.
Well, it's sort of that sort of leads into my last question because we're running a little bit tight on time today, but this action took place in the frame of the climate week in New York City, which there's a certain hypocrisy is sort of what I'm reading from your words of how much one does in comparison to how much one could do. Could you tell us a little bit about climate week and sort of what it really means and how it comes off on activists and the roles that the company should be playing?
Yeah, I mean, so last week was Climate Week, and it's a big week. It happens at the end of September every year in New York. It's one of the reasons why traffic was so terrible in Midtown last week. And so, you know, what it does is it brings in a lot of heads of state, you know, who are in for the UNGA as well, and then it brings in a number of companies. And really, the bar is so low right now that it's almost like a blank canvas. So you have companies coming in and saying, hey, look, this is what we're doing around climate. And there's so much action that needs to be taking place. You know, some people have asked us, well, is this pure greenwash? Is this like the equivalent of oil companies coming in and saying drilling for more oil is really green and it's great? It's not that type of greenwash. In fact, some of the things that the companies go to Climate Week and talk about are okay. But in terms of the scope of the problem and the type of work that needs to happen to meet the level of ambition that we need to sort of have, Climate Week and these sort of corporate commitments are falling way short. BlackRock's a great example. They made an announcement last week with a number of different foundations in a couple of different countries to talk about opening up a line of capital that would allow specifically in Southeast Asia low carbon or low to no carbon credit. So essentially as Southeast Asia builds out its energy infrastructure that, you know, they need more access to low carbon capital so that they don't build coal plants, they build renewable energy instead. That's not a bad thing.
Right.
Now, there's no details. And again, this is literally an announcement that says, we plan to work on this.
Right.
Get back to us next year about how it works. But in the same sense, it's one of those things where it's like, look, where's the most impactful way that these companies can be making change? And when you look at, it's not just about the solution side, it's about pulling the capital. It's a divest and reinvest, right? And so it's not just, you know, it's not an all of the above type strategy in terms of investment. It's actually shutting down capital investments.
Well, thank you so much, Casey. And we wish we had more time to talk to you. We will definitely tune into the projects that Sunrise Projects is working on and keep a good eye on BlackRock. Thank you.